Welcome to Raising Extreme Athletes Uncensored. This is your reality check and home for uncensored, trusted advice and stories from the trailblazers who came before us. Because it takes a strategic village to raise an extreme pro athlete. This is your village. Today, we're going to be talking about being the manager of your kid and their career. Oh yeah, this is a loaded topic and one that really needs to be talked about. I'm Marina, your host, mother of two aspiring rock climbers and wife to an extreme athlete. Let's begin. Managing your kid's business. Yeah, let's talk about the momager, the parent manager, because that is definitely a massive buzz, especially we all know the most famous momager of all times, Kris Jenner, the Kardashian and their Jenner clan. She is literally the reason why they are what they are. Also, I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, King Richard. If you haven't, it's a must-see film. It's finally showing some of the realities that go on behind these successful athletes. He was the total parent manager of Serena and Venus. Look, there's many stories like that. Beyonce, her father, Matthew Knowles, he quit his job to manage first Destiny Child and then took over Beyonce's career. There are tons of success stories, but there are also not so great success stories. We all heard of Britney Spears and the massive, horrific train wreck that that was all about. Michael Jackson's father, I mean, like a dictatorship. There's a reason why a lot of his kids were so fucked up and mentally crazy. Macaulay Culkin, Lindsay Lohan. I mean, this goes on. So at this point in time, you see that your kid has this potential. You see that your kid needs this help. And I get it. I think it's fantastic. But you also need to understand, what are your strengths? Are you going to help them progress? Or do you want to work with somebody that will help them progress? Because that is going to really make a huge difference, right? Being your kid's manager and recognizing that you could take them to that next level feels like a romantic notion. And a lot of times it is, because we parents, we have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. You need to understand, first of all that goes behind managing your child. So maybe watching some people who are already going into that next level, some of those athletes that have gone to that next level, what was the process behind there, right? Like, this is what I'm going to be talking about and talking to the families of these already successful athletes to understand all that goes behind it. And a lot of times it is what we don't see, right? So there's also a really famous, thing that Taylor Swift's parents did. We all know who Taylor Swift is. If you don't know who she is, she's a really well-known singer. When she was younger, her parents already recognized her talents and they wanted to do something about it. But they also understood that they don't have what it takes to take her to that level. They hired her a manager. A lot of times in the music industry, obviously, managers charge up a certain percentage, but you could also hire people that will open those doors for you. We're not talking about that kind of a thing here, although why not? There's always people who are doing things like that, but you need to understand, what are your limitations? What are you good at? Are you going to be a good momager? Because let me tell you something, I see my involvement with my kids a lot of times and it can get rocky. Like, our relationship can get really rocky and strained. And a lot of times I just go to their coach, if we have a coach at that moment, or somebody else who I know could be a much better fit for what I'm trying to do. And this is something you need to understand. Yeah, it's cool to say that you're a momager, but at the end of the day, you don't want to destroy that relationship that you and your children have. And that is going to be the most important thing for you to understand. If you want to talk more about that with me, I would love to, because I have been really watching and understanding and reading and talking with other parents. So I am definitely in the position to be able to at least bounce some of your ideas off of. All right. So remember, I'm here for you guys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review, share it with your friends. And it's all about that strategic village.